Welcome to the Hello Therapy podcast with me, consultant clinical psychologist, Dr. Liz White. If you want to understand your emotional world better and are curious about therapy, this is the podcast for you. I am taking my 20 years experience in mental health to bring you evidence-based psychological knowledge and ideas that you can use to help you navigate life's many challenges. Each week, I will focus on a different mental health struggle, as well as answering typical questions I get asked about all things therapy-related. My hope is that as you listen, you will start to feel less alone and more empowered to try some of the tips, techniques and strategies that can help you feel better and live the life you always imagined for yourself. Welcome to today's episode, where I am going to be talking about how to tell if you are self-critical, or rather the clues to look out for. And I've called them clues because often people don't tend to realize that they are being self-critical. And helping people reduce self-criticism is one of my absolute favorite areas of work alongside working with people with OCD. So I am really excited about today's episode and for the next few, I suppose you could call it a bit of a mini series on self-criticism. So don't forget to follow so you don't miss out. And just to give you a heads up, of course, there is a freebie alongside this episode. It's a really great worksheet on what I call exploring your inner critic. So I'll put the link in the show notes. Do feel free to check it out. So let's dive in. So what I have come across in my own practice with clients is that people can come into the therapy room and say that they feel depressed, or they're experiencing low mood or anxiety, or they feel like nothing they do is ever good enough. Or sometimes people can't quite put their finger on what it is, but they've lost their spark. And it's not until you start exploring their experience of those symptoms that where you end up is, actually, what I see is that this person is highly self-critical and that this is the engine that is driving how they feel and how they approach life. So firstly, let's define self-criticism. Essentially, self-criticism is a negative self-judgment and self-evaluation, and this can be directed at various aspects of the self. So your appearance, what you do or your behavior, your own thoughts, your personality traits, your emotions, your intellect, pretty much anything about yourself you can be critical of. And self-criticism is considered to be a transdiagnostic phenomenon, which translated out of the jargon means that self-criticism is associated with many different types of psychological problems and diagnoses. So there's lots of research that shows that being someone who is self-critical is associated with and makes you more vulnerable to a range of mental health difficulties. So things like depression, PTSD, anger difficulties, anxiety, and many more. Now, having said that, it is helpful to think about self-criticism as existing along a continuum, with harmful self-criticism at one end and helpful self-criticism at the other. And the next bit is crucial. The difference between the two ends of the continuum is whether there is hostility directed towards the self. And I'll explain more about that as I go, but let's just start with that first clue to how you can tell if you're being self-critical. Now, in the literature, there is consensus now that self-criticism generally takes two forms, and they are self-criticism that is related to hating or attacking the self, and self-criticism that is focused on drawing attention to inadequacies or things to improve or failures. And each form of self-criticism has different functions, aka different underlying reasons and different emotional textures. So let's take the self-attacking form of self-criticism. Now, this is the more harmful form of self-criticism. So this would be right up the end of the harmful end, if we were thinking about it along a continuum, because its function is to persecute, to punish, and essentially produce shame. So with this type of self-criticism, you are going to label, name, and shame yourself. So for example, you may find that your inner critic is saying things like, you're pathetic, you're worthless, you're useless, you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, etc. And it's also worth noting here that the language of harmful self-criticism can be I or you. Now, with this type of self-criticism, you are going to feel hateful and hostile towards yourself. You're going to dislike or hate yourself, and you're going to feel that horrible sort of self-loathing. And importantly, this form of self-criticism is shame-based and will bring up feelings of shame alongside disgust. So you may do things like swear at yourself or rage or get angry at yourself. And it can often feel like harassment and bullying. And often a useful way of naming this type of self-criticism is to call it your inner bully. Now, for some people, harmful self-criticism can also bring with it mental imagery or pictures in your mind. So an image of a bully, or even traumatic or difficult memories of being bullied or being shamed, perhaps by a parent, for example. And I often ask clients, whose voice is that? And it's no surprise that a lot of the time, if someone has grown up in an environment where they were abused or mistreated or criticized by a parent or caregiver, it's that person's voice that shows up. Now, the second form of self-criticism is one that carries with it a sense of inadequacy, and essentially its function is to self-monitor and self-correct. So this is about calling out failures or mistakes or errors or weaknesses, and can be associated with feeling not good enough or inferior or inadequate. Now, it's important to say here that this form of self-criticism can be helpful rather than harmful. So let's say that you wanted to learn French and you've never uttered a word of French before. So you go to classes and you get a French tutor. Now, in that process, you want that tutor to point out when you are going wrong with something. You want them to give you feedback on how you're doing, and you want to learn from your mistake. You need that constructive criticism of your French language skills. Otherwise, you're not going to get the most out of those lessons that you're paying for. So when criticism is constructive and helpful, it is given in the context of friendliness, and there is a desire there to self-improve, because you know that receiving that constructive criticism or that feedback is going to be for your benefit in the long run. So I hope what is coming across here is that the absolute crucial difference between the self-attacking and self-correcting form of self-criticism is the emotional texture or tone of the criticism. So as soon as there is hostility bound up with the criticism, even a hint of hostility, you then know that you are veering into self-attacking and self-shaming territory. So let me give you an example. Let's take the situation of having failed an exam. So self-attacking criticism would say, I failed my exam. I'm stupid. I'm pathetic. I'm worthless. I'll never get anywhere in life. I shouldn't have wasted the revision time. How could I get myself into this situation? Did you notice my tone there? This is another clue to the more harmful form of self-criticism. The tone is hateful, venomous, judgmental, full of disdain. It's cold, it's harsh, it's scornful, it's loathing, it's insulting, it's contemptuous, it's hurtful, and yeah, you guessed it, hostile. Now, self-correcting criticism, on the other hand, would say, I failed my exam, I messed up, I got this really wrong, I didn't do enough revision, I didn't really work for it. So here you are pointing out errors, you're going to feel bad, but it comes from a desire to self-improve, to do better next time. And in that example, you are aware of the need to modify your behavior, to do more revision next time. And that is adaptive, that is helpful. And whilst the tone may be one of sadness or disappointment in yourself, or perhaps it's kind of neutral but not overly hostile. And like the example with the French tutor, if you can have a friendly, warm tone to the criticism, it then by default becomes self-correcting. So that is a brief overview of the nuance of self-criticism, but let's get a bit more practical. So the first step in knowing whether you are being self-critical is to bring awareness to your internal narrative. And a great way to do this is to write down a recent, shall we say, episode of self-criticism. Now, of course, I have a worksheet, as I mentioned, and this will help you do this. The worksheet is called Exploring My Inner Critic, and I've linked it in the show notes. So you can ask yourself four questions to help increase your awareness of the self-criticism. So the first thing to ask yourself is, what is my inner critic actually saying to me? Or what did it say to me? I.e., what is the content of the thoughts or even the imagery if you think in pictures? And if you have my worksheet, there is a box to put your answers. Now, the second question, and this is a really important one, what tone of voice does it use? Or what tone of voice did I use with myself? And try and identify the quality of that tone. And as I said earlier, did that tone carry with it any hostility? Because that's the thing that you're looking out for. And the third question is, how did it feel when your inner critic beat you up like that? So here we are trying to get to the emotions that are connected with the experience of the self-criticism, which can give you a clue around whether it was the more helpful or more harmful type. And the last question is a tough one and one where people can struggle. Why do you think your inner critic has been there for so long? So just reflect on that. Is it there to attack you, punish you because you feel just so negative towards yourself? Or do you feel that it helps push you to achieve things? Is it linked to a painful or traumatic childhood experience? Is it reflecting back things that you heard from your caregivers or your parents? Or perhaps it comes from another childhood experience, like being bullied at school, for example. Now, I'm going to dedicate a whole episode to the origins of self-criticism because it is such a big topic that deserves proper discussion. So I won't go into depth here, but do follow or subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on a future episode about this. So that brings us to the end of this episode, and I do hope that that has been a useful overview of self-criticism and how it can be helpful as well as harmful. And if you have any questions about this or any other episode, feel free to reach out on my social media channels. It's even easier to do this now as the podcast is now available on YouTube, so it's super easy to leave comments, and the link is in the show notes. And it's a milestone next week for the podcast as I'll be sharing my first guest episode. And what a guest I have for you, none other than the lovely human that is Susie Reading, who is a chartered psychologist and coach. And we had such a lovely conversation about self-care, the concept of rest, and how all of that links with being self-critical. Thank you for listening to this episode of Hello Therapy. If you found it helpful, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and review. You can get more well-being and mental health tips by joining our email list, and visiting the resources section of our website at harleyclinical.co.uk. The Hello Therapy podcast and the information provided by me, Dr. Liz White, is solely intended for information and educational purposes and does not constitute personalised advice. Please do reach out to your GP or a mental health professional if you need support. Until next time, take care of yourself.